At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, September 16th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look to a big Friday Night Lights matchup in college football between Florida State and Louisville. This is a 7:30 p.m. Eastern time kickoff, with currently Florida State listed as a 2.5-point road favorite with a total of 57. Now, Florida State comes into this matchup 2-0. They're coming off a huge upset win over LSU, winning 24-23 and winning outright as a 4-point road dog. Meanwhile, Louisville comes in with a 1-1 record, and they just also had a big upset win, taking down Central Florida 20-14, a game that they were trailing in at half and came back and rolled in the second half, winning outright as a 5.5-point road dog. Now, one thing we've noticed here is a ton of movement and a ton of public support toward the Seminoles here. Florida State opened as a very short 1.5-point road favorite, and we've seen Florida State get bet up all the way to -2.5. This line even got to -3 at some shops before you got a little buyback on Louisville +3 at the key number, bringing it back down to 2.5. The public is all over Florida State in this one, with currently 85% of bets laying the points here with the Seminoles. Now, if you like Florida State in this matchup, you really want to jump on the -2.5 before it goes to -3. If you look at it the other way and you want to buy low on Louisville at home, you really want to hold out for that +3. Now, right now we're -2.5 Florida State at -120. So it does look like this line may be creeping up to 3. So again, depending on which side you like, you want to be at 2.5. If you like Florida State, you want to get that 3 if you're on Louisville, because as always, key numbers are important. Field goal is the most common method of scoring, and if Louisville loses by 3, you want to push that bet. If Florida State wins by 3, you want to cover that bet by getting the 2.5. Now, we've also noticed a ton of money hitting this over. This total opened at around 54. You've seen it get steamed up here to 57. Ironically, both of these teams are 2-0 to the under this year, but it looks like respected money is expecting a high-scoring game. According to our VSiN.com bet splits coming from DraftKings, right now just 55% of bets are on the over, but it's taking in almost 70% of the money. That kind of tells us that the public is split, kind of down the middle, doesn't know which way to go, you know, over or under. Yet, a majority of bigger, sharper wagers do seem to be leaning over, which does make sense with this line rising 54 up to 57. Also, weather should be perfect tonight. It's about 80 degrees in Louisville. There's absolutely no wind whatsoever. So again, there's no wind, really no precipitation, perfect weather here. If you do like that over, you don't have to worry about weather kind of holding you back in this one.
Best of the rest.
For our first game for best of the rest, we're going to stick with college football. This is the second game of a big doubleheader on Friday Night Lights, and we're going to go to the Mountain West. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff here between Air Force and Wyoming. Currently, Air Force is listed as a 16.5-point favorite with a total of 47. Now, Air Force comes into this matchup with a perfect 2-0 record. Wyoming, meanwhile, is 2-1. And we have seen both these teams ride in with two-game win streaks. Air Force just crushed Colorado 41-10, easily covering as a 17.5-point favorite in their last game. And meanwhile, Wyoming just beat Northern Colorado 33-10, although they didn't cover. They were a 23.5-point favorite at home, so they didn't cover by the hook in that one. And we've seen in this game, Air Force taking in a lot of money and a lot of line movement. Air Force opened as low as around a minus 14.5-point road favorite. We've seen this line get bet up all the way to minus 16.5. Now, what's notable is that this line actually got all the way up to 17, and then we did see some buyback on Wyoming plus 17, dropping this line back down to 16.5. Now, Wyoming would be in a contrarian spot here. They're only getting 36% of bets, as the public is really leaning here on Air Force laying the points on the road. However, Wyoming only 36% bets, but 57% of the money. So a little bit low bets, higher dollars, plus money, smart money discrepancy on Wyoming. Now, 17 was kind of the key number there. It's not as big as a 3 or a 7 or a 10, but 17 is kind of an integer or a method of scoring based on a 3 and a 7. So what I'm basically getting at is if you like Wyoming, maybe you want to hold out for that 17, see if you get it before game time. The fact that it did get bought back 17 down to 16.5, though, does tell you that it may be creeping back down. But really the key number there that you want to keep in the back of your head is if Wyoming gets to 17, that's really been the number that wise guys have looked at with Wyoming. Air Force, again, anything under that 17 is where they've been targeted. However, think about, you know, how this line has moved. If you're laying a 16.5 now with Air Force, you are kind of getting the worst of it. Whereas Wyoming, you're kind of buying low with an inflated number. This would also be kind of a buy low, sell high, bad ATS play versus good ATS play. Wyoming is 1-2 against the spread, whereas Air Force is 2-0 against the spread. So basically, people who have bet Air Force, they've covered both games. So they remember that, and they want to play them again today. People who have bet Wyoming, only 1-2. So you kind of want to buy low on a team that doesn't cover versus a team that does if you're looking for additional value. In terms of the total, we've also seen a lot of money here hit the under. It opened at a kind of a medium total here at 49. It got down all the way to 47. Now, it did get at some shops as low as around 46.5. And yet, or even 46, and there's some late money that did bottom out, take that low water mark over 46 to bring us up to 47. But either way, it has fallen since the opener. Now, temperature shouldn't be a problem, or weather shouldn't be a problem overall. It's going to be in the low 60s, but we are looking at possibly 10-mile-an-hour winds in Laramie tonight. And that is partly, you know, a reason why maybe you saw some of that under money come in. With 10-mile-an-hour winds or more, historically, we've seen the under cash around 55% of the time in college football. Again, harder to throw the ball, leading to some missed kicks. You run the ball and chew the clock. So with those 10-mile-an-hour winds, again, they are the friend of an under. When it's perfect temperature and, you know, even warm temperature with no wind whatsoever, that's benefit to an over. You do have a little bit of weather here that does lean with that wind to the under. And if you look at our VSiN.com bet splits, right now, only 31% of bets are on the under, but it does take into account 54% of the money. So that is a little bit low bets, higher dollar bet split to that under. Sticking with our best of the rest, now let's go to some Major League Baseball tonight. We have a huge slate, 15 games on Friday. And I'm going to head to a big National League East matchup between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. This is a first pitch at 7:20 p.m. Eastern time. Currently, the Braves are around a minus 175 to minus 180 home favorite. On the buyback, Philly is around plus 160, plus 165. And the total in this game is 7.5, juiced up over around minus 115. Now, the pitching matchup here for the Rangers or for Philadelphia, they'll be pitching Ranger Suarez, a lefty, who's 9-5 with a 3.62 ERA, against Max Fried, another southpaw for Atlanta, who's 13-6 with a 2.50 ERA. Now, in terms of how these teams or how these pitchers have performed in the month of September, Suarez has a 5.91 ERA in two September starts. Meanwhile, Max Fried, a 1.64 ERA in two September starts. The line movement has been going toward Atlanta here. They open around minus 170. Again, they've gotten bet up to around minus 175 or minus 180. You do have a couple system matches here with Atlanta. If you look at a rest advantage, the Atlanta Braves were off yesterday. Philly had to play in Miami. Teams that are a favorite coming off a day off, rested, versus a team that's on a back-to-back, those teams are around 60%, those rested favorites, since 2018. So rest advantage for Atlanta. also a favorite coming off a loss who made the playoffs last year, 64%. That would also match with the Atlanta Braves. And the Braves in the spot, they're 32-15 against left-handed pitching. This is a big game for both teams because this is a NL East matchup where Atlanta is your number one wild card spot. Philly is your number two wild card spot. So Atlanta does have a big lead here, but both these teams are vying for the postseason. Also, in terms of the total, some liability to the over. It opened at 7.5, kind of -110 both sides. Now it's 7.5 over, -115, -120. So it does look like this line might be rising up to 8. Of course, if you like the over, you probably want to grab that over 7.5 right now before it goes to 8. Again, if you like the under, maybe you wait and see if it gets to 8. But really, it is trending over here. And in terms of the weather, it's going to be about 80 degrees tonight in Atlanta, and the wind is blowing left to right around 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Josh's sweats.
Now for Josh's sweats, my first sweat of the night, I have to go with Louisville, guys. Give me the Cardinals in this matchup. When you are giving me a Friday Night Lights, super heavily bet, primetime matchup where 85% of the bets are on one team and only 15% of bets are on the other, automatically as a contrarian bettor who likes to bet against the public, more often than not the public loses. As we all know, in the end, the house always wins. When you walk into a bar and everyone is wearing a Florida State jersey, I got to go the other way and take Louisville. So Louisville to me is in a fantastic contrarian spot, a conference home dog, kind of like NFL or baseball divisional dogs. They bark louder because of that familiarity. Same thing with rivalry matchups in college with conference dogs. So from a familiarity standpoint, a super contrarian standpoint, also, who do you think the books are rooting for tonight with such heavily lopsided support toward Florida State? I always think it's interesting. Anytime you hear an odds maker or a sports book say, you know, we need this side or who's your need tonight, I always want to be on the side that the sports book needs. So in this spot, they do need Louisville. Again, only getting 15% of bets at home. Incredibly lopsided here. But with Louisville, it's not just that this is a straight up contrarian play for me. You're pretty close to a key number, and we have seen some buybacks. So, you know, FSU opening only a 1.5-point road favorite, getting up to 2.5 or 3 at some shops. I would hold out for Louisville at +3. I think the 3 is key here. If you end up losing by 3 with Louisville, you want to be able to push that bet versus take a 2.5 off the key number and lose that if you lose by 3. So I'm holding out for that 3. There are some books that right now are offering 3. It's very important when you're betting on sports to have multiple outs. Shop around. Don't just bet through one sports book. Be able to shop around and get the best number you can. So I'm going to get down to Louisville +3 in this matchup. Again, if you're at 2.5, I'd wait to see if this thing does get to 3. But if you do look at these Friday night home dogs, they're 2-1 ATS so far this college football season, but they're around 54%. Historically, if you look at the last 5 years. So the fact that this isn't up to 3.5, 4.5, despite, you know, almost 90% of bets on FSU, tells me that there was some buyback at the +3. And again, with 85% of bets on FSU, I got to go contrarian and take Louisville at home. So I'll be sweating tonight. Louisville +3, insane contrarian play. And you know me, I will be taking the points here when a team's only getting 15% in a heavily bet one-off matchup. For my other sweat of the night, I'm going to go back to Major League Baseball. I'm going to look toward a late first pitch tonight. Seattle and the LA Angels. This is a 9:38 first pitch here out west. And Seattle coming into this game, this is a Seattle pretty much listed as around a -155 road favorite. The LA Angels are around a +140 home dog. The total in this one is 8. Now, Seattle comes in with an 80-62 record. Right now, they're your number one wild card spot in the American League. Versus the Angels, who are just 61-82 and well out of the playoff picture. I'm going to lay this money line with the Seattle Mariners. They open around -150. We've seen them get bet up close to -155, even some shops hinting at a move to -160. We have seen these road favorites this year do very well, around 60% overall. And also, both teams had the day off yesterday. Take the favorite. Very simple betting system for me, but both days off, take the favorite. That system is 114-57. 67% this year with almost an 8% return on investment. I also think there's a big advantage on the bump with Seattle, with Robbie Ray pitching tonight. The lefty here is 12-9 with a 3.56 ERA. His last 6 starts, Seattle is 5-1 in those games. And in his last 7 starts, he's given up 2 earned runs or less in 6 of those 7 starts. So Robbie Ray pitching very well. Facing off against Michael Lorenzen, who's just 6-6 with a 4.70 ERA this year. Seattle is 11-4 in their last 15. They're playing really good ball right now versus the Angels, who look like a team who is kind of ready to see the season end here. They're only 1-6 their last 7 games, well out of the playoff picture. Both teams are hitting around 230, so the bats are pretty much equal. But you do have a big advantage with Seattle's rotation and bullpen. They have a team ERA of 3.44 versus 3.84 for the Angels. Seattle is 45-21 as a favorite. They're 41-30 on the road, and they're 64-44 against righties. All profitable spots with Seattle matching tonight. Meanwhile, the Angels, just 20-49 as a dog, 31-40 at home, and just 18-23 against lefties, all losing spots here. Motivation is key. Seattle does have that number one wild card spot, but they got to keep playing well with a bunch of teams behind them, including the Rays here and the Jays. And as I mentioned, the Angels, 19 games back of a wild card spot. They really don't have much to play for when they're well out of playoff contention. Interesting to note the total as well. You know, it opened at 8, but it is juiced up 8 over, minus 115, minus 120, looking like it's going to go to 8.5. So if you like this over, you probably want to grab the 8 now before it rises. You know, if you want to be able to push an 8-run game versus lose if you get an over 8.5. But with the Angels, they are 7-3 to the over their last 10. They're 4-1 to the over their last 5 at home. And the over is 5-0 head-to-head the last 5 times these teams have played each other. Weather tonight in for L.A. At Angel Stadium, it's going to be about 70 degrees, perfect night. Wind is blowing out, 7 to 10 miles an hour. So this would match a little bit of a windy over system. You know, the wind's blowing out. Could be a warning track fly ball gets pushed into a first row home run. If you like the under, you always want wind blowing in. But this is also a little bit of a data-driven play. The over is only getting 48% bets, but almost 60% of the money. My one bet here, guys, again, slight lean to the over, but give me Seattle. I will be sweating Seattle on the money line. Shop around, always try to get the best number. I got Seattle at minus 154. That about does it, guys, for VSiN Daily Morning Bets on Friday, September 16th. But remember, football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. I wish you the best of luck, guys. Enjoy your Friday, and hopefully we can cash some tickets today. Good luck.